Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayy ala al-falah. Hayy ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allah. साढ़े पांच है।
मुझे दो मशीन और लेनी पड़ेगी टेम्पररी, पता है इमरजेंसी। दूसरी भी नहीं चल रही, क्या बात कर रहा
हूँ। ये भी देखना होगा,
came again. I'm going to take you today in the kitchen. You're looking at me like this? Yes, I'm going to take you in the kitchen. And I'm going to put you in a fry pan and make you nice barbecue. Yes. I'm going to put you in a fry pan and cook you. And eat you. Are you going to be good or are you going to be naughty? Tell me now. Good boy. Are you going to run? Are you going to stand with your daddy? Are you going to run? If you're going to run, then I will put you in the kitchen and I put you in the fry pan. And then I will eat you up. Okay? You, are you going to be good boy or naughty boy? Quickly tell me. You're going to be good or naughty? Good boy. Yeah.
I'm going to put you in the frying pan. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق لتحكم بين الناس بما أراك الله ولا تكون للخائنين خصيما واستغفر الله إن الله كان غفورا رحيما ولا تجادل عن الذين يختانون أنفسهم إن الله لا يحب من كان خوانا أثيما يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا ها أنتم هؤلاء جادلتم عنهم في الحياة الدنيا فمن يجادل الله عنهم يوم القيامة عمن يكون عليهم وكيلا ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما ومن يكسب إثما فإنما يكسبه على نفسه إن الله كان عليما حكيما الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا معجلا ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وسنجزي الشاكرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Which part do you play first, Rika? This is not the first time you're doing it. Yeah. Next time I kick your butt. Be careful.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم. Parents honored due to a child's relationship with the Quran. So we know what we need to do. What is our duty? قال أخبرنا محمد بن عبد الله الحافظ حدثنا أبو عبد الله محمد بن أحمد بن موسى القاضي حدثنا إبراهيم بن يوسف الهسنجاني حدثنا أبو الطاهر وهارون بن سعيد قال حدثنا ابن وهب عن يحيى عن ابن أيوب عن الزبان بن فائل عن سهل بن معاذ بن أنس الجهني عن أبيه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قرأ القرآن وعمل بما فيه ألبس والداه يوم القيامة تاجا ضوءه أحسن من ضوء الشمس في بيوت الدنيا لو كانت فيه فما ظنكم بالذي عمل به الحديث رواه إمام البيهقي. Abdullah ibn Buraida al-Aslami reported, that the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recited the Qur'an and acted according to it, on the day of judgment his parents will be given to wear a crown whose light is better than the light of the sun in the dwelling of this world, if it were among you. So what do you think of him who acts according to this? This hadith has been narrated by Imam al-Bayhaqi. There is two things that we need to know from this hadith. First of all, this hadith comes in another riwayah without وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ. وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ. In a sense where, here in the hadith he says, if you were to teach your kid Qur'an, and your kid was to do act, to learn it and act on what is in the Qur'an, then the parents will be rewarded. In a hadith he comes, if you were to teach your kids Qur'an. That's it. Without the action. The ulama say, that one is right. Because the parents, once the kids get to the age of 18 and over, after the age of bulugh, they are not held responsible for the action of the kids. For instance, Ikrimah ibn Abi Jahl is in Jannah. Abu Jahl is in? Where's Abu Jahl? Jannah. Khalid ibn al-Walid is in? Jannah. Al-Walid ibn Utbah is in? Jannah. So the kids cannot, the parents cannot be held responsible for the actions of the kids once after the sinul bulugh. Therefore, now if you were to teach your kid Quran, first of all you've got to teach him Al Quran and the respect and the discipline of the Quran. Second of all, when you teach him the Quran, you tell him this is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. We do not just learn it to recite it, but we learn it to act upon it. For example, how many huffaz? That's an example I give you. How many huffaz in Burton? Allah knows. It's quite few. How many of them praying salat in the mosque? All these huffaz, they understand the ayah hafidhu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta wa qumu lillahi qanitin. Qumu lillahi qanitin. They understand, they've read this ayah. They read it at least once a year in every Ramadan, if not more. But how many of them come to the mosque? How many huffaz here amongst us? One, two, three. Quran, when you teach your kid Quran, you have to teach him al-amal. First of all. Second of all, if you want to act upon the Quran, if you don't understand it, how are you going to act on it? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you Quran, He's given you the opportunity to learn it, it is your responsibility to run and understand it. Tafhimul Quran. Otherwise, how are you going to act upon it? There's some masail, they come on a daily basis. There's some masail, they come on a monthly basis. There's some masail, they will come on a yearly basis. You will go and ask Mulana, Mufti, Sheikh, he will reply. But if the mas'ala is not there, he hasn't come, lifetime, he's never come. How are you going to know it? Now any hafiz, ask him, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat, he knows that Hajj is farz. But ask him what does Fala Rafatha, Wala Fusuqa, Wala Jidala Fil Hajj mean? That same hafiz, he will do Rafath, he will do Fusuq, he will do Jidal. You've read it in the Quran, but he doesn't understand it. He knows it, he doesn't understand it. For actions, we need to understand. For actions, we need to understand. And of course, when you understand, you need to act upon it. Then, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward your parents. Now, if, then the Rawi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the reward of the parents is such, what do you think will be the reward of the person who takes Quran seriously and acts upon it on a daily basis? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamu ala mursalin. Alhamdulillah. Ayya, ayya, bataye mulana.
Time you have to pass, let me. You have to do the time.
You know, Maulana mentioned, because today is Saturday night and we got no madrasa. So, Maulana mentioned this hadith beautifully. See, this is all is tawfiq min Allah. So, at the same time, Allah will not give us the tawfiq unless we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. Both zaruri, very, very important. You know, last night, I was just going through some research and subhanallah, I came across, this is why, you know, Maulana read about the Quran, we need to always ask Allah, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to do this, Ya Allah, give me tawfiq, then Allah will open the door. وَمَن يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door for us. And Allah will give a barakah in our time that to practice upon any action, it will become very easy for us. Yesterday, I was doing some research and I come across, and subhanallah, it opened my brains. I said, look at this. Walid bin Mughaira, Maulana just mentioned the name now, Khalid ibn al-Walid. Khalid ibn al-Walid came into Islam after 19 years of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's. After he's claiming the prophecy, Khalid bin Walid came after Sulh Hudaybiyah, the first 12 years of Mecca, 13 years of Mecca, and then almost 6 years. Sulh Hudaybiyah took place in Hijrah 6. So after Sulh Hudaybiyah, before Fateh Mecca, Khalid bin Walid came into Islam. And his father, in the time of Kufr, Walid bin Mughira, was a genius person, bahut clever, intellectual or intelligent man. Amongst the tribe leaders of Makkah, amongst the Quraysh. And he had three sons, Hisham bin Mughira, Khalid bin Walid, Khalid bin Mughira. Khalid ibn al-Walid, Hisham ibn al-Walid, or al-Walid ibn al-Walid. So, ye jo Walid jo tha, bahut hushyar tha, Walid bin Mughira. Very intelligent. So, they said, you know what, you need to go. And Walid knew in his heart that the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he is right. But see, he never asked tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide me. That's why the ulama said that he remained on kufr and he died as a kafir. Because he didn't ask. Regardless, he knew. So they all said, he said, you know what? You are a very intelligent person. Why don't you go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and have a debate and ask him and check on him? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to reveal, I think it is in Surah Ma'arij or Surah Qalam, پورا ایک صفا ولید بن مغیرہ کے بارے میں آیا ہے فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرُ ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا سے ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا وَجْعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا وَمَهَّدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا ثُمَّ يَتْمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدَ كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لآياتنا عنيدة سأرهقه صعودة إنه فكر وقدر فقتل كيف قدر ثم قتل كيف قدر ثم نذر ثم عبس وبصر ثم أدبر واستكبر فقال إن هذا إلا سحر يؤثر إن هذا إلا قول البشر سأسليه سقر یہاں تک جو ہے یہ خاص پورا ولید بن مغیرہ کے بارے میں قرآن ہے قرآن وہ گیا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس ساری اس نے بات چیت سنی سب کچھ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس نے ہر اینگل سے اس کو تب چیک کیا یعنی آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو چیک یو نو فرام ایچ اینگل ہی از چیکنگ آن دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہی از ڈیبیٹنگ ہی از ہیونگ ٹاک ہی از بیکاز ہی واز اے ویری انٹیلیجنٹ اینڈ ہی ہیڈ ماشاء اللہ ہی واز اے ویلتھی پرسن ہی ہیڈ اے لاٹ آف سن اللہ مینشنز ہی ہیڈ اے سنز وبنین شہودا ہی واز اے ویلتھی ایوری اینڈ ہی واز اے ویری انٹیلیجنٹ کلیور. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned for him, سَأُرْحِقْهُ سَعُودًا. Allah نے یہ لفظ استعمال کیا, سَأُرْحِقْهُ سَعُودًا. میرا اس سے ہمیں بھی ایک سبق ملتا ہے. You know, we also need to learn from this, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this. Subhanallah, look. He came, the leaders asked, okay, you met, did you meet Prophet? Yes. He says, what do you think of himself? What do you think of himself? Of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of Muhammad bin Abdullah, what do you think? Abu Jahl, all these, Umayyah bin Khalf, all these leaders asking Walid. He said, what do you think? He says, no, he's not a magician. Huh? Well, what about Kahin? No, he is not a Kahin. I seen him. Kahin is like, He remains in one stage. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he wasn't in one stage. He used to be changing, like with a he used to deal. He says, no, he cannot be Kahin. He says, what about what do you think is now? They said amongst themselves, they start talking, the leader. He says, you know what? I think the Prophet have also made a magic on Walid. He's also gone because he's not talking against him. As soon as the Walid heard the gossiping of something, now he had a fear that if he speaks and he's spoken out truth, like, you know, if he says, oh no, this is actually what it is, then he will lose all his, he will lose the leadership, he will lose the wealth, the kuffar will become against him, all the leaders. And he will be gone. Khalas came in his heart. He says, no, I think it's from the old time that the in hada illa sihru yusa. From the oldest time, this magic is coming. I think that is what he's following. But himself is not a sahir. Himself is not a magician. They said, oh, all right. Because they trusted Walid. He was a very intelligent, intellectual person. Very intelligent. So, oh, okay, wow. So, all right, no problem. For that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, subhanallah, to Walid, that سَأُرْهِقْهُ سَعُودًا إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ ثُمَّ نَذَرَ. اگر آپ ان الفاظوں کو صرف سمجھنے کی کوشش کریں کہ اللہ کیا کہہ رہا ہے, کہتا ہے ہم اس کو بہت ان قریب, میں اردو میں ترجمہ کر رہا ہوں, ان قریب ہم ان کو جہنم کے اندر میں ایک چڑھائی ہے, اس کے اوپر چڑھائیں گے. جب ٹیمپریچر یہاں بہت ہاٹ ہو جاتا ہے, بہت گرم ہو جاتا ہے, یو نو وین دا ٹیمپریچر از ویری ہاٹ ان اوور کنٹری, 48, 50, سعودی میں آپ لوگ رہ کے آئیں in a Saudi, Morocco, India, 48, 50, 45. You don't see nobody outside. To walk in that temperature, it's become so difficult. What about climbing the hill? So there are hills, mountains in Jahannam. Allah will make those, and that will be the severe adab, punishment, that Allah will tell them to climb on that hill. So Allah mentioned specifically in this surah, that we will make Walid, he will find himself very soon climbing the hill in Jahannam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed his chapter that he will not come into Islam. Why? Because he was such a clever person. He was a very intelligent. He knew that Muhammad is the right. Yet he denied, he refused, and he gave the false information. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Hame sab kuch malum hai. Allah ne hame taufeeq di hai. Hame ye karne se ye hoga. Aise karne se. Bawajood iske hum Allah se taufeeq nahi mante. Sahi hidayat nahi mante. To uska azaab phir do guna ho jata hai. Ek hai jahil aadmi koi guna kare. Uski saza kam hoti hai. Ignorant person. When he make a wrong, less punishment. But a person who knows, who's aware, and then he commit crime, the punishment become automatically double. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and subhanallah, look at the iman, the quality of iman as well. When Khalid bin Walid accepted Islam, subhanallah, before he came into Islam, the people said, how are you going to accept Islam? So what do you mean? He says, Allah revealed the whole page about your father. And when you read this, how are you going to feel? When you read this Quran, same chapter you want to follow, same book you want to follow. When you read this, how are you going to feel? That is about your father. However, Allah gave him the hidayah, Allah granted him the hidayah. He came into fold of Islam. And then as soon as he accepted Islam, he went to a sahabi. He said, teach me those words that were against my father. I want to learn that Quran. I want to learn that. Subhanallah. Because I want my iman to be more stronger. I want to hit my heart. So he learned first those words. Darni wa man khalaqtu wahida wa ja'altu lahu malan mamduda. Yahan se ye surah 29ve paare mein hai. Aap iski tafsir padhe kabhi, ajeeb ye hai. To isliye har waqt insaan ko chahiye ki Allah se taufeeq mange. کہ اللہ ہمیں قرآن پڑھنے کی توفیق دے, رمضان آ رہا ہے, عبادت کرنے کی, تو اللہ give me توفیق to practice upon your deen, to practice on the saum, یا اللہ رمضان is coming around the corner, keep asking, یا اللہ give me hidayah, یا اللہ guide me to right path, یا اللہ show me something, یا اللہ I'm very weak, I'm da'if, my iman is da'if, I have so much obstacles, so much issues in my life, یا اللہ guide me. پھر اللہ کیا کرتا ہے, راستے کھولتا ہے. اللہ کیا کرتا ہے, راستوں کو کھولتا ہے. You know, I want to tell you one story. Subhanallah, what happened? Subhanallah, it's a beautiful. I went 3-4 Islamic school for my daughters. Recently, 2 weeks ago. Listen to this. 3-4 Islamic school where I have a very good, strong Maulana knows. Strong, relationship with the principal. They all told me blatantly, you say, Maulana, here's a waiting list, check. We don't have a space for your daughters, unfortunately. 3 Islamic school. I said, khair inshallah, no problem. And subhanallah, look what happened. I was coming. I'll show you on my phone, in WhatsApp, right now. I was making dua, I came home. Yalla, my niya is to bring my daughters, put them into Islamic school. I tried all my best, put the application, nothing happened. Failed. Yalla. Anyway, I was coming from Istanbul. I got a flight from Jordan, came to Istanbul, stayed there one night. Next day, took a flight. Next to me, passenger, old man, 72 years. He's a professor in Istanbul, but he's a British and Algerian man. Professor in Turkey in Istanbul University. Next to me, start feeling cold, shivering, temperature. He told me, he says, I'm not feeling well. And was next to him was his wife. And I was right next to him. So I was on aisle seat, he was middle, and then window seat was his wife. So he said, I'm not well. I said, okay, don't worry. I'll call the air hostess. Air hostess gave him some first aid, paracetamol, calm down. I was keeping an eye, 3.5-4 hour flight. Then I asked him, where do you live? He said, I live in Leicester. I said, how are you going to go? Who's going to pick you up? He said, no, I rent a car. I'm renting the car. I said, you're not even well, 72 years old. You can't even walk. How are you going to? I said, uncle, come on, you can't. I said, look, I'm going to Burton. I have my car in Slough. Somebody's picking me up. You go with me. And then from Slough, I'll take my car, drop you to Leicester, and then I'll go to Burton. He says, okay, no problem. Anyway, we waited. I went to the Heathrow Airport. I took him in a wheelchair. I brought him outside with his wife, collect his luggage, cancel his renting car. We cancel his renting car. My friend came, picked me up, went to Slough, got my car. On the way, he's telling me, look at this. On the way, he's telling me, he said, then he told me, he said, this is. And so while we are having discussion, he said, my son, Abdul Hamid, his name, he is a principal in Aqsa School in Leicester. Maine kaha, Ya Allah, ye dekho. He is the principal in Aqsa School. I said, look, I didn't know you. I went to Jordan. And then he was shocked as well, that because I told him I work for the charity and so and so and so forth. He was shocked as well. He said, Subhanallah. He said, I have some money for the zakat and this, that. I used to think, who am I going to give it? I didn't know. But in Istanbul, I had this, that. I said, uncle, don't worry. He said, Subhanallah. And look, you wanted this. I said, it all depends on your niyyah. मैं कोशिश कर रहा था लेस्टर में बच्चियों को स्कूल में इस्लामिक स्कूल में जगह मिल जाए, मुझे नहीं मिली. अल्लाह ने ये फरिश्ते के जरिए मुझे कहां से कहां बिठाया, उसको कहां से कहां लाया. उसकी खिदमत मेरे जिम्मे लिखी थी, मेरी खिदमत अल्लाह ने उसके जिम्मे लिखी थी. अब मैंने उसके बेटे के साथ बात की, उसने मुझे कहा, मौलाना ले आए, मेरे पास 126 बच्चों की वेटिंग लिस्ट है, वो सब वेटिंग लिस्ट हवा में उड़ जाएगी, आप पहले आ जाएं. उसके बेटे ने मुझे कहा. तो ये होता है अल्लाह से मांगना हिदायत का, तौफीक का. कभी फैसला फौरन आ जाता है, कभी लेर से आता है, आता ज़रूर है. और अगर दुआ कबूल नहीं होगी तो उसका बदला अल्लाह जन्नत में देगा. और वक्त उस वक्त उस बदले के बारे में जन्नत में अल्लाह से कहेगा कि अल्लाह, उस वक्त वो अपने आप से कहे काश के मेरी एक भी दुआ कबूल नहीं होती दुनिया में. अल्लाह ऐसा उसको अजर देगा. अल्लाह हम सबको अमल की तौफीक दे. हाँ, मस्जिद के मकान मिल के देखें डॉक्टर साहब. हाँ, سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم
بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.